some music by Sean K on Namibia's Heart and Soul, Soul Bay, 8:39 right now. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. We're celebrating Zimbabwe this morning. That's 43 years of awesomeness, 43 years of history, 43 years of good music also, 43 years of just pure culture. You were doing some reading as well, isn't it,
Ashikwa? Yes, I was, because we are here to learn as much as we can. Okay, so if you're planning on if you're planning a trip to Zimbabwe, there is this big festival that happens. How did they just run away from me? This I know on top of my head, actually. Mm. It's a really big festival that happens around about, you know, from Christmas to New Year's Eve at Victoria Falls, around Victoria Falls. It's like, you know, this, you go, it's like a carnival type of thing. Uh-huh. Okay, I just forgot I'm going to get it before I
Is it like
studio.
Those Son of Summer shandies?
Yes,
those,
but like, it's like, everyone is just happy. It's like major and a little bougie.
We'd love a little bit of bougie. Champers, swag.
And everyone around you is just roaring.
Yes.
The drinks are flowing. You're having a good time. Yeah. But it is a festival that a lot of people really love that side as well. And I do know that a lot of South Africans also do go that side as well that time of the year. But regardless, some things that we can actually learn about Zimbabwe this morning is that, first of all, we did learn that they have 16 official languages, okay? And then also another thing that you can take away from this conversation is that Zimbabwe has 5 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Can you imagine?
5 of them.
5 of them, okay? Oh. And then also Zimbabwe obviously happens to be home to one of the world's biggest waterfalls. I wanted to ask you, partner, if you actually had a once-in-a-lifetime experience or opportunity, that is, to experience Victoria Falls, but at the the death pool, whatever they call it, would you actually take it on?
I look, the thing is,
death pool, yes.
Not the death pool. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. But you would love to go to Victoria Falls?
Yes. I'd love to experience that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'd love to take a selfie there. Just, you know what I mean? I'd like to just, you know, just take the nature and just be quiet and just be still. And just, especially just like the sound of nature and the fall itself.
Have you been to Ruakana?
No.
Because it's like full right now.
It's full. Oh, yeah. We actually check reports. Reports. Yeah. Oh, amazing. Amazing.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
We do have someone on our Facebook page as well that says that, listen, I did go to Zimbabwe once when I was in school. And they are some of the most kind and just beautiful, welcoming people that I have ever met. And it is a really beautiful country. So we all need to visit it.
Speaking of visiting it,
Jacob
Saima said that the education system is one of the best. The economy is what it is. Unfortunately, they have some of the most beautiful infrastructures actually on the continent. I've been to Bulawayo and I'm still going back. It wasn't as bad as people say it is. I actually had a lit time. Speaking of going to Zimbabwe, let's go to Zimbabwe right now with a presenter that we know, a brand that we all know as Namibians. At some point, she was on our screens. That's on the national broadcaster. We've got OC Rufi that is on air right now, actually.
Yes.
At Star FM. Let's quickly check in with her.
All right, good morning, Fresh FM and Namibia, the 18th of April, 2023, and happy independence to Zimbabwe at 43. So, in this case, what's going on? In general, the mood of the people on the ground is super excited. I'm actually in studio right now at Star FM Zimbabwe, and we're having a blast on air. The celebration started literally, people pre-game from last week, Thursday. Even yesterday, we had a special segment, Fiesta Fiesta. Musa Keys even came out to Zimbabwe.
Wow.
So people have been pre-partying out here. What more can I say, except for, you know what, it's fun times out here, and someone should book a flight ticket Tuesday. ASAP. All right, so yes, obviously the celebs are a huge part of the country. They make the country move, the country rock, etc. And they are excited about today. All throughout, we've got celebrations that has kick-started in the morning out at Mount Darwin as well. The president is out there. Everybody's rejoicing. Everybody is celebrating. So again, like I say, catch a flight and come down to them. Obviously, check out for all your faves. Everybody wants to know where Ja Praise is, where Amara Brown is. And obviously, I'll see if I can pop in somewhere. We also have Dr. Chai, an international award-winning artist, currently in the country. So he's also popping up and showing love out there on this. Well, Whoo, okay, now how do I feel about us Namibians celebrating you guys? I love it. Namibia, you guys have always celebrated me throughout and out here. So I love it for me. I love it for you guys. And thank you for always checking in on me. Fresh FM is the hottest station out there, and I won't repeat it. So do follow at Team Rufia, Boom Baby Your Life, to catch up what's going on with me. We're out at the Vic Falls Carnival at end of the month, next week. We are doing the most to just show the love and celebrate the milestones that we've had. Hashtag Zimbabwe at 43. Hashtag Happy Independence Day.
Thank you so much, OC Boom Baby. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Just quick note, Shaquan.
Yes.
I happen to have the privilege of sharing the stage with Ja Prezer.
Speaking of Ja Prezer,
just saying.
When I was living in Ongwendivane, my neighbors behind me were Zimbabweans. So the one day I'm doing laundry and playing music, and then I put on a Ja Prezer song. You should have seen them run to their windows. They're like,
"Who's playing Ja Prezer?"
Yeah. And then I just felt so awkward. I'm like, I like his music.
Do I need your permission to like, we be friends? No.
Yes. And then from that moment, honestly, it just became a whole, how are you? Hi, how are you? That was really beautiful. The carnival that I was actually talking about is the Vic Falls Carnival.
The Vic Falls Carnival.
Yes. So what happened to this with this carnival is actually really huge. Like, honestly, it's huge. Okay. So you have very like big different brands that actually partner up with him. So for some reason, I actually thought it was like a Jameson Carnival. Well, that's the name that I was looking for, but it's actually just Vic Falls, and then obviously partner up with like a lot of other people,
other brands,
and
so on. All right, cool. Yes. Stick around. We will have so much more coming your way. We're still checking out your answers on our WhatsApp line regarding our Onemna trivia history. What's up?
How do you say good morning, Omedenden, in Shona?
What?
What?
How am I supposed to know that?
Are you serious?
I don't know.
So in you Shona? Just give homework to our babies and don't listen to what they say?
No, she who gave that? Oh, Mamukafe. Omedenden.
Yes. But you must be sure, but I'm not gonna.
No, I had to use brain power there for a second, okay?
Ready to turn your finances around? Then